up next. Stay with us after that for Lady Lynn Live at 6 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m. And this is Linda Evans, and you are listening to See You at the Show, 90.1 FM, WFT, beautiful, hot downtown Champaign today. And we'll be talking about some ways to keep cool and see some local theater. I just want to remind you that the views and opinions expressed on air are solely those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of WFT Champaign, Prairie Air Incorporated, station management, the board of directors, or the WEFT associates. I've been a longtime listener and an air shifter on and off for different shows for many years. I can't remember when I first came on. My oldest is 22. I moved back here to Champaign-Urbana. I grew up here. And I moved back here in 2000. Oh, so it's been a really long time, I feel like. And I've listened to WEFT that whole time and before that. And then I helped out. I've been on the board of directors. I had a show called Food for Thought for a while. And then Eric Schacht, the founder of See You at the Show, asked me to co-host a couple years ago. And then we've been doing the show. So, and there's some work going on here today. So it's like really strong smelling. I don't know what they're doing to the building, but I'm sorry, it's like hard to breathe. So just stay with me. It's nice and cool in here. It wasn't always cool in here. I don't know. I feel like we've not always had air conditioning, because I remember years ago doing some stuff at WEFT to try to, I don't know if it was answering phones during a pledge drive or something like that, and it being really hot. So anyway, it's nice and cool in the studio, but it's still hard to breathe because there's some sort of like turpentine or something smell. Anyway, that's not your worry. Hopefully it won't overcome me. So if you're trying to get cool, tonight is opening night for two shows in Champaign and Urbana. The one in Urbana is, I'm super, super duper excited about. It's at the Station Theater, and it's called By the Way, Meet Vera Stark. We've talked about this show by Lynn Nottage a lot in the past, because a few months ago it was supposed to open, and then so many things went wrong. There were, cast members had tragedies in their families and things like that. A bunch of things happened right before opening, so they weren't able to open, and they said that they were going to postpone it, but you never know when things are postponed, if they're ever actually going to happen. And I'm so excited to say that, by the way, Meet Vera Stark at the Station Theater is going to happen. It's opening tonight. They had to recast some of the cast, but it looks like an amazing cast. I've heard really great things. I've seen some really cool pictures of the set and the actors and everything on Facebook and Instagram and social media. I know they've put a lot of work into it, and it's going to be a great show. Hopefully you can check it out. It's directed by Kalila Lane, and I think this is her first time actually directing a show, and she's joined by June Clark Eubanks, who's a veteran director. They co-directed it, and the cast is a mix of people that you've probably seen around before, like Michaela Cruz and Aaron Clark and Solomon Robinson, and maybe some people that you have not seen or have not heard of. Kayla Smith Richard, Kiki Antoinette is Vera Stark. So there's, it looks like a great cast. I know the show, and really think that you're going to enjoy it. And again, they do have air conditioning in the Station Theater. And they're requiring masks for all the audience members, and masks and a proof of vaccination or proof of a recent negative COVID test. So make sure that you have those ready when you go to the station tonight. The run is opening tonight through the 26th, 7:30 every night except for Sundays, it's 3 p.m. So you have 2 weekends to check it out. So you have no excuses not to go. And again, have your proof of vaccination or recent negative COVID test, and have your masks and keep them on during the show. The station is a very small venue and COVID is still out there. My sister, Karen, who just celebrated a birthday recently, has COVID and has also volunteered for things at the station behind the scenes. And I hope that she is feeling better soon. And so I just want to remind everybody, COVID is still out there. We still need to be careful. I spend my days with a youngster who is too young to get a COVID shot. So I always try to be extra careful for him. And it's exciting because it looks like the FDA has approved vaccinations for kids under 5 pretty soon. So his parents are super excited. We were just talking about that today. So maybe life will get back to more normalcy at some point. But for right now, when you're in enclosed places, and just for everybody's safety, keep the masks on. I know it's a pain, but and get vaccinated and all that. Anyway, back to Lynn Nottage's By the Way, Meet Vera Stark. Well, I'll read the synopsis that the station has for you. Lynn Nottage draws upon the screwball films of the 1930s to take a funny and irreverent look at racial stereotypes in Hollywood. By the Way, Meet Vera Stark is a 70-year journey through the life of Vera Stark, a headstrong African-American maid and budding actress, and her tangled relationships with her boss, a white Hollywood star desperately grasping to hold on to her career, when circumstances collide and both women land roles in the same Southern epic. The story behind the cameras leaves Vera with a surprising and controversial legacy scholars will debate for years to come. It just sounds like so much fun. The box office opens 45 minutes prior to the showtime. House opens 20 minutes prior to showtime. General admission seating. There's no late seating. Runtime, 2 hours and 15 minutes. It doesn't say anything about if there's an intermission. I should have asked. Free parking in the station theater lot or at the Save-A-Lot across the street, which is no longer a Save-A-Lot. I think it's an empty building now. So that's the best place to park, is in the parking lot across Broadway from the station. And there are no physical tickets to print. Simply check in at the station. So definitely check that out. We can't talk about ticket prices, but I know that there's a special deal on the first Friday, which would be tomorrow. So if you can't make it tonight, maybe check it out tomorrow when there's a special deal going on. And you can check the station theater website to see what's going on there. I wanted to take a second to talk about my own stuff. I mean, it's theater related, but it's like soapbox time for Linda on See You at the Show. So before I talk about the other show in town that's in Champaign that's opening also tonight. So every time we do our show live here in beautiful downtown Champaign, WFT, we listen to the show before us. And I don't know if many of you just listen to WEFT all day, or if you just tune in for our show, which, you know, we thank you for listening. We always love having listeners. But if you do listen before we come on, I mean, there's some really, really heavy topics that are covered. And it's something I would listen to normally anyway, but when we come in early. And so we catch at least the last 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little bit more of the show previous to us. And the time of useful consciousness. And I just want to say, bear with me for a sec. I'm going to tie all this in. Especially today, talking about, you know, war. And I mean, it's always something pretty heavy and deep. And it can be hard to go from like listening to that, because it's all stuff that, like, I mean, we all care about, but obviously that I care about and Eric cares about. And it's just a lot. And then to come in and go, hi, we're seeing you at the show, and we're going to be upbeat and talk about theater, jazz hands. But theater is more than just, I mean, obviously theater is entertaining and it's fun. And I know I've talked about this a million times before, but theater can also, it can change people's lives, and it can change people's views on things, and it can be powerful, and it can, you know, art in general, but I think theater specifically, just like music also, you know, you hear a lot of music on WFT, it can really get to people's souls, it can change people's minds, it can make people think. And that's one of the reasons why I spend my free time. We spend a lot of time at CU at the show. We go preview as many shows as we can. We do as many reviews as we can. It takes a lot of time and effort to do this 30 minutes. It's not just the 30 minutes once a week. And Eric and I both have our own lives separately and collectively, since we're a couple. We have a lot going on. I'm working four jobs. Eric's working two. One of them is in Wisconsin, so he's splitting his time between Wisconsin and Illinois. And you know, between the two of us, we have five children. You know, two of them adults and moved out, but still, you know, still, whether you have adults that have moved out or not, they're still your kids, and you still spend time on them. And it's a lot. We have a lot going on. You know, we have other things in our lives and family, and I have a father with Alzheimer's and dementia you know, even though he's in a home right now, I still have things that I have to do for him, financial, and keep track of things. And Eric has other things that he does for his family. And so we have a lot going on. And we've both been on boards for different organizations. We've been on the station board. Why do we do it? Some days I don't know. Like, I'm like, why are we spending our time on this? Especially when there's bigger things in the world, you know. We're having a heat wave here in early June, or I guess mid-June now, in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. And this is, I think, the hottest it's been in June since like the 1930s. So, you know, some days it's like, why are we spending our free time going to shows when we should be, you know, doing something about the environment, or doing something about gun violence, or, you know, there's just so many other worthwhile things that we could be spending our free time on, our very, very small amount of free time. And especially when things get dramatic in the theater world, as they do. And, you know, I'm sorry to say that they do, because that's one of the reasons why Eric started to see you at the show. And we haven't always been perfect at it. But both he and I, one of the reasons why I started co-hosting is we both have a view of community theater and local theater that we wanted, because we, having both acted or and done things behind the scenes, and our several of our kids were all active in theater, we saw that there was a need for like an umbrella organization or umbrella group of people, or just maybe one person, or to kind of bring everything together and say, here's what's going on, and we all want to play well together, and we all want to get along together, and we all want to promote each other. And that's like been the biggest thing. That's what we do here. We're always positive. I mean, we're not afraid to call things out or say that we personally should do better, or theater in general should do better, or even local theater should do better in certain situations and circumstances. And we've debated things about COVID protocol. We've talked a lot about representation. All of those things matter, but a lot. But the start of it was from a place of wanting everyone to feel supported. And that's kind of a thing that I have in my life for everybody. So that's like a natural fit for me to want to do in theater. And it doesn't always work. And sometimes people get upset. And that's really, really tough. Sometimes, especially when the whole point, I mean, the reason why we're doing this and why we support people and why we are on the air is to... because we believe in theater. We believe in theater as a change for society, as an important part of society, even as an entertainment. It's still important, even if it's just entertaining and it's not just not thought provoking. But we especially want to see new voices and thought provoking shows and new people get involved, and always want to support that. And we may not do it perfectly, but that is the point of us, and that's what we're trying to do, and that's why we continue to do it. There have been different times, or especially during COVID, where it was like, should we still be doing it? But I'm so glad that we did. And there were so many new people that we got to know, and so many people that we got to interview, and we got to spread our reach out from Champaign-Urbana to neighboring cities, and that enriched our lives. We have new friends because of it. We have new experiences. We've seen shows that we might not have been able to see, and so I would say it's been mostly positive. It's just every once in a while, you know, the drama just seeps in. But the point is, it's worth it. Theater is worth it. Doing the show is worth it. And I'm glad that we're still here. I'm glad that we persevered through COVID when sometimes there wasn't anything going on. And also, I apologize. We've grown to such a place where people reach out to us quite often and ask us to come review or preview a play, ask us if they can come on the show. And that's exactly what I want. Please don't stop doing that. But I apologize that things have been super, super crazy the last couple weeks. And I wouldn't say... We dropped the ball, but we weren't able to get the interviews in that we wanted to get in. And I feel bad about that. Eric's been out of town, and he's coming back for 2 days and then leaving and going out of town again. And I work 4 jobs. And so it's just sometimes we can't fit it in. And we like to interview and do things together. So... and sometimes it's, you know, we'll still do Zoom interviews and things like that, and even when he's gone. But sometimes it's hard to even fit that in. It's just been a really, really crazy time. So I'm sorry if we didn't promote certain shows enough for you, or there were definitely some shows that we have people that we really care about that we did not get to go see, and we regret that. But we're also happy that there's enough theater out there that we don't get to see it all, because there's just too much going on. So it's a good and a bad thing. And as I've said before, and I'll say it again, we're happy to have guests come on and host the show. Or if you saw something, really like it, let us know. Post it on our Facebook page. Send us Facebook Messenger. Let us know personally, if you know us personally, and say, you know, hey, I'd like to review this. Go ahead and do it. We'd love to, if you want to type up a review or do like a quick take that we've done on Facebook and you want us to promote it and put it up, send it to us. And as long as it's positive, we'll probably go ahead and post that for you. So if you want to reach more people, we're happy to have see you at the show. Be more than, I mean, we've never wanted it to just be about the two of us. So we definitely want the rest of you involved in every way that you can possibly be involved. And at some point, we might need to hand off see you at the show. If it's going to survive, there's a possibility that neither one of us will be in the area after a while. So if you're interested, let us know about that too. You know, things are still up in the air, but at least, at the very least, we need your help. First of all, to be patient, and I'm sorry if we don't get back to you as quickly as we used to. And let us know. Let us know what you're seeing. Let us know what you're liking. Let us know what you wish you were seeing, what you wish that you was going on, all of that. So anyway, soapbox may be put away for a little bit, since I only have a few more minutes left in the show. And I want to let you know about the show opening in Champaign, which is CUTC's Parkland College Minor Theater. They are showing Sister Act. It opens tonight. It's got a huge cast of a bunch of people that many who you've probably heard of before, many who have been on the show before. Not to play favorites, but I'm super excited that Alex Curry is one of the leads in Sister Act, because we've been kind of following Alex for a while, and we're super impressed with her. And I think this will be probably the biggest role she's had, at least here locally, that we're aware of. And that's super exciting. She's got great stage presence. We worked with her on something else I'm going to talk about. We worked with her on Tanya Razi Combs' Stoplight. Tanya came on and talked about this project a few months ago, and we were working on that with them for a while, and Alex was involved, and we're always impressed with her, and she's just a sweet person and very talented, and it seems like she's just can do it all. So I cannot wait to see her. Unfortunately, I wasn't able they didn't have any previewing of the show, so I wasn't able to see the show, so I'm not sure when I'll be able to go to it. But I wish them, CUTC, a wonderful run, and I hope I can catch it at some point. And again, it's Sister Act for CUTC, Parkland College Minor Theater, and it opens tonight, June 16th at 7 p.m., and it goes through the 26th. And so their shows are at 7, and except for Sundays, which are at 2 p.m. So check that out. Alexis Webb is in it, the Lowenstein sisters, So many great people. I could go down the whole list, but there's just a lot of great people involved in that. And Melissa Goldman is the director. I don't know. This might be her first time directing with CUTC. I don't know. But it's ambitious. It's a huge cast. It's great. And it's a musical. Check it out. And auditions. I said that I was going to talk about Stoplight. The Station Theater has auditions for a new play called Stoplight by Tanya Arazi Combs. She actually wrote this. It was kind of like a group writing as she kind of sat down with all the actors and saw what they were interested in and kind of what things had happened in their lives. And she created a play based on that. And then we would do Zoom rehearsals and she would change things based on input from the actors or things that she wanted to change. And so it's really, it was very collaborative. And now it's going to be, it looks like a full length play. And the auditions are Saturday, June 18th, 10 to 2, I believe, at the Station Theater. I thought I had this up and I don't see it right now. Oh, here it is. Yes, it looks like that. And it says, it's a three-act play set in New York City during the fall of 2021. The primary storyline follows the lives of 15-year-old twin sisters, Bree and Amani, who both have asthma. A play about community, the characters of the play have stories that intertwine and come together and a dramatic conclusion of the piece. So she prefers that you sign up for a slot, but they will take walk-ins. And it looks like they will also consider a Zoom audition too. So, or if you want to send in an audition. So definitely check out the Station Theater website for that. We'll put a link on our Facebook page as well. And also something that I'm sorry, I wanted to talk much, much more about. And I started on my other stuff, so I didn't. Coalescence Theater is, Coalescence Theater Project has auditions coming up on 6/20 and 6/21. 7 to 9 p.m. at the Normal Activity Center for Crowns, a Gospel Musical. And the performance dates are going to be August 19th and through the 21st and the 26th through the 28th. And going back to my soapbox, Coalescence Theater Project, I feel like is the group in the area. They're in Bloomington Normal, but the group in the area that was started with the sole purpose of doing the right thing and amplifying voices, having shows for viewpoints that are underrepresented. And they are doing it. They're talking the talk, walking the walk, doing all of it. Huge, huge respect for Coalescence Theater Project. We need more of these groups. So glad that they exist, and they're kind of the gold standard, I feel like, for community theater in our area. And Crowns, a Gospel Musical. And that sounds just amazing. I did have a synopsis, and now I can't find it. So you'll just kind of have to check that out. I will put a link on our Facebook page for you. And I'm trying to do like too many things at once. And also our next, the next show that comes on is gonna be in person, which doesn't happen very often. Lady Lynn Live is actually gonna be live. And I haven't had to do a transition to a live airshifter in a long time. So I'm just hoping that that's going to work out. And I